And joining us once again on the phone from Moms in Prayer, it's our friend Sue Forey. Sue is the regional coordinator for Moms in Prayer. Good morning again, Sue.
Good morning.
So great to have you on the air. Sue, tell us about Moms in Prayer.
Well, Moms in Prayer International impacts children in schools worldwide for Christ by gathering mothers to pray. Our vision is that every school in the world would be covered in prayer.
Wow. Sue, can you share with us how God has worked through the ministry recently, maybe?
Yes, absolutely. Well, we have all different types of groups, and I think that's key for listeners to know. We have homeschool groups, we have college groups, we have traditional school groups, grandma groups, children with special needs, prodigal groups. And when my husband, or when my son was a senior in high school, it was 2017. He was all excited to head off to college. He couldn't wait. I was apprehensive. I was worried. I prayed with my high school Moms in Prayer group. In the spring of 2017, I attended a Moms in Prayer leaders gathering, and I was able to connect with Barb, who let me know that she had already been praying for my son's college. Prayers were being laid before he even went to that college.
Wow.
I continued to pray, and I sent my son off to college. As many moms, whether it's preschool, elementary, middle school, high school, college, or even in times of the pandemic, I was anxious.
Sure.
I knew that I needed to start a Moms in Prayer group to pray specifically for my college student, which I did. So fast forward 2 years to March 27, 2019. It was my usual day to pray with my college group, except no one else could come. At Moms in Prayer, all we say, all you need is one other mom to pray with.
Right.
Well, I decided to contact my friend Cindy, who normally can't attend, but she recently had foot surgery, so I asked if I could come and pray with her. We started praying, and we were following the four steps of prayer as outlined by Moms in Prayer. And in the middle of our prayer time, I received a text from my son at college. It said, "Something may be going on with our teammates down the hall. I don't know the details right now." I was panicked, fearful. We immediately started praying for my son. And what we learned was that my son's teammate and classmate had passed away in his sleep. No foul play, just never woke up.
Wow.
20 years old. Yep. The promise of his future and enjoying his time at college were gone. My son was devastated. I was devastated. I mean, what's a mom to do?
Sure. Yeah.
But he's away at college. But through the prayers of Moms in Prayer and prayers that had gone before this time, God knew. He knew that this would happen, and it did not take him by surprise that this young man would pass away. God had a plan and a purpose. Through many prayers and connections, a service was planned for the team at the college. And keep in mind that this is not a Christian college. Our Moms in Prayer group started praying for this service. Like I said, God had gone before us. There was connections with Fellowship of Christian Athletes, which my son's involved in, and a local pastor whose daughter was also a teammate. There was a service planned at the college. The team arrived. The service started. The pastor shared comforting words from the Bible and his own experience with losing a child, and he also shared about hope. It was a powerful message. Afterwards, there were college students just sitting there. And picture that, college students just sitting there. No phones, nowhere to rush off to, just sitting. For some, they had never known anyone who passed away. They were in shock. Someone who just 2 days ago had gone to practice with them. I took the opportunity to comfort some of the young women and pray with them. My husband had the opportunity to interact with a coach who we had seen at every single sporting event, but did not know he was a believer. And I've only shared a few of the ways that God worked through this tragic situation. There's so many more. But God knew that I would need to be with that other mom praying precisely at the time that I received my son's unfortunate text. Prayer was the foundation that was laid many years ago by my friend Barb for my son's college, and I helped continue that prayer journey through Moms in Prayer. And we know that Moms in Prayer precedes revival.
Man, that is a great story.
Prayer precedes revival, sorry.
Yeah. No, Moms in Prayer does too. Sue, if folks want to get involved with Moms in Prayer, what can they do?
Well, they can go to momsinprayer.org and click on Get Started, Join a Group. Or they can text the word groups to 51555.
Check out momsofprayer.org or text groups with an S, groups, to 51555. Sue, thank you so much for sharing about Moms of Prayer. Thanks for listening these past 35 years. I hope we can make it another 35.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You too.